coming back to our posture this morning. Settling the body in a state of vigilance and relaxation. Upright, but also at ease and relaxed. Making contact with our body, bringing all our mindfulness into this field of the body, and embracing whatever arises within this field with our awareness. Letting our awareness fill the body like the smell of incense fills up a room. Spreading out. Whatever physical or tactile sensation we can detect within our body, allowing ourselves to be at ease and fully present with that. Engaging in the present moment with this simple, all-encompassing presence, the ability to know. To simply notice this with a sense of curiosity, joyfully releasing all worries and concerns for the time being. Letting go of whatever distraction may arise. Settling your mind in a state of effortless silence. Not being affected by anything external or internal. You know, if we turn our mind, if we direct it towards liberation, towards enlightenment, then it's very important to recognize that this is an actual possibility to reach this state. It's not a fairy tale or something that only people that lived 2,000 years ago were able to do. But it's happening. And we can achieve this state if we practice correctly. But for that we have to practice in an unmistaken way. In a complete way. If we practice in a way that is mistaken, we will not get the results that we want. And if our practice, even if it's unmistaken, is still incomplete, we will not get the right results, even if we wish for them to come. Yeah, it would be like planting a seed in the ground and then not giving it water or warmth, the conditions for it to produce a sprout. So this seed of the two bodhicittas that we planted in our mind, this tiny seed, we have to nurture it, give it the right causes and conditions for it to grow and develop, and eventually give rise to a sprout, and then develop over time into a huge tree. A huge tree of wisdom and compassion with many branches and countless fruits. And to give this seed these conditions, we meditate right now. To cultivate this seed. with these thoughts in mind, you can bring your awareness to the movement of your breath. Without controlling your rhythm of breathing in any way, you let the breath come in and go out totally by itself. Simply recognizing the subtle sensations that arise at the entrance of your nostrils. We try to uphold a consistency, an ongoing flow of mindfulness with these very subtle sensations, not to miss a second, but create this space of mindfulness, abiding with your object without grasping, without repulsion, simply being there, single-pointedly. And as soon as you have noticed your mind has wandered away, you can check, oh, where did my concentration go? And then, giving yourself a smile, you gently return. You can think, if you wish, that you are breathing in peace and breathing out thoughts. totally dropping obsessive thinking or planning for the future. Letting go of dwelling in the past. But enjoying yourself as you come to rest in this peaceful stillness of the present moment, with a mind that is fully present with that, fully alert. And as you breathe in, you are aware. I breathe in. And as you breathe out, you are aware. I breathe out. And in between these breaths, you are aware there is a pause in between these breaths. Focusing on the sensations of the breath at the entrance of the nostrils. Maintaining a relaxed body and maintaining a relaxed state of mind. Then we can take a few moments to work with the thought that before I go out into the world again, before I leave this course here, may I be able to nurture this seed. May I be able to keep up at least a little bit what I've learned here and what is important for me, that I can bring this out into the world where this is so desperately needed. This world needs some clarity of mind. What we learned in this course, that's what the world really needs. This understanding, this exchange, this quality of love and compassion. So if you wish, you can dedicate your positive energy of this session as well as of all this course to this goal, that may you be a vessel for this in the world, a source for that, creating the causes for sentient beings to have this in their life in a skillful way, yeah, with insight, with wisdom. May this be so. So, I was thinking, yeah, maybe we can use these last 10 minutes or so to talk a little bit about what we did, and if there are any questions to the different shamatha practices that we did together, or any other meditation that you would like to ask or clarify, then you could do so now. Yes?
Since we learned so many different routine practices, and I know that we have to stick to one thing, one object in shamatha, right?
Yeah.
But in vipassana as well, we need to stick to one thing as well. So should we stick to one of the things that we taught in one session, and one of the things that we taught in another session for vipassana, and stick with those for as long as we can, or do we alternate?
I think it's true what you say, that actually if we train in shamatha, we should decide for one object that we use and then use this every day so we can get used to it and develop concentration with this object. Otherwise, if we switch around, then we will never really, you know, develop any concentration with one thing, because always when it gets difficult, we switch to another thing like this. But in the beginning, of course, it's important to experiment what suits us. So I think especially these three techniques, it's good to find something that you think, okay, that really resonates with me, that really works. Yeah, for some people it's the breath, because it's just simple and they know what to do, and we can use this object until we reach shamatha. Yeah, we can take that. For others, this observing the mind is really where they think, okay, that clicks, like, okay, yeah, that's my thing. Or awareness of awareness. So I think we have, in the beginning, we have to experiment a little bit and try. And then as soon as we feel, yeah, that's it's my practice, in a way, you know, then stick to that and do that.
And for Vipassana, since we learned emptiness to reflect on...
Oh, for Vipassana practice?
Or
well, we have to get it all. We have to get all the wisdom. But I think, especially with the analytical meditations, you know, it's good to take some time to... If you think, okay, I want to meditate on this, because that's... Every analytical meditation we did is a Vipassana practice. Yeah. And especially, you know, if you want to develop this Lamrim, yeah, the stages of the path, that's where you can do one meditation a day if you want, and really go through these stages. But also start with the basics, you know. If we sit now and practice, only focus on emptiness, you know, of course it's very, it can be beneficial, but there's a reason why these basics are also taught. Things like meditate on precious human life, on impermanence and death. Yeah. These things where we might think, yes, I know precious human life, I know. I will die, yes, I know. So where's the emptiness stuff? But this really leads there. Yeah, there's it's profound that we take these steps and do a meditation now and then. Yeah, if you can do one meditation a day for 10 minutes, if you can do that, this is amazing.
Yeah. Pick a subject every day, a different subject.
Yeah, you can say, okay, I start with this, I start with precious human life now, and I'll meditate for this for a week, for example, every day, to really get some taste of it. Mm. If we just do it once and then go to the next, then we will lose it, you know? So, I mean, Rinpoche says we have to meditate for a year or 2 or 3 years on this, and then go to the next, isn't it? You know, to really get a taste, to really let it sink in. Not only to know I have a precious human life, but to really feel it from your heart. Like, okay, I have this life. With these lashes and endowments, it's very rare. You have all these points and you feel it. And then you think, whoa, I have to use this. And then you go to impermanence and say, it doesn't last long. You know, and it builds up. And then you develop a frame of mind that you can really apply to this higher emptiness practices. So, I mean, to answer your question, of course it's good to reflect on this, yeah? Every day a little bit. We don't exclusively practice one meditation and we are not allowed to do the others, but to kind of like, if you can reflect a little bit on emptiness every day, a little bit on bodhicitta, these two wings of practice, yeah? And one main topic that you go through, this is incredible. Yeah. But of course in daily practice it's going to be very difficult to do so. You will see if you go out of here, you know, it's very difficult to do even 10 minutes of meditation of just shamatha every day. It's going to be difficult. Because we don't have the group energy, we have this vessel of dushita here, because we go out into the world again. So yeah, I think it's good. If you can do 5 minutes in the morning, keep it short. 5 minutes of shamatha in the morning with your object of your choice, and 5 minutes of this shamatha in the evening. If you can do that, keep this up. Keep it short but continuous. It's incredible. And maybe, you know, after lunch, well, as soon as you have digested and you feel free, you can maybe in the afternoon take some time to reflect on one topic. Yeah, take this and make this your celebration. You really know, okay, I take this. And if you continue, if you do it every day a little bit, then something builds up. If you don't do it for 3 days, then it's going to be very difficult to come back again, because you lost it, you know. So it's continuity that really does the job. Yeah,
thank you.
I mean, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Going off of that topic about the objects, would it ever be appropriate to change the object, because breath is grosser mind, and then mind is more subtle, and then you have very subtle with awareness. So would you ever like progress with the objects?
I think it's not, also as Glenn said, it's not that, you know, awareness of the awareness is the best and the highest, where we reach in the end as soon as we're ready, but we can do it anytime. Yeah. And I mean, Alan Wallace also describes it a bit like this, that the first 5 stages you do it with the breath, and then you change for the next 2 stages on the mind, and then you change only for awareness. But actually we can do all of these 3 practices right now. Yeah. And whatever practice we do, we will get better at it, isn't it? We will get more used to it. So I think we just have to check what resonates with us. Yeah, we don't have to think, okay, I have to start with the breath because I'm not allowed to do the mind yet because I'm not ready. It's not like that, actually. But we have to be honest with ourselves and see what works. You know, where can I really focus on? And we can feel it. Some people, you know, with the awareness of awareness, you can just settle in, listen to these instructions, and then get a taste of, oh, you're just there, you know, and stay with that. And this is good, yeah? The thing is, you know, when we find something, we should stay with this for at least a while, in our level, you know, to practice with this object for a few years, you know, to really understand what this shamatha practice is actually about. Because if we think, okay, now I practiced for a few months on the breath, now I go there and I go there, and we make this construct of thinking, okay, we progress like this, but actually we don't, you know, actually we just have to rest with one thing for some time and find this, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it's not really about progress. It's just to find one object and take this. And then, with that you can go. You know. Especially during the session, not changing around. Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah. And also, yeah, it's the keeping the sessions short, but doing them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing them, really. And also, finding a spot for you where to do it. You know, you can, if you're, especially if you're at home. Yeah. I mean, in India, if you travel around, or it's a bit more easy because there's a different vibe. But especially if you go back home and you're in your flat or in your room again, whatever, to make one place where you do this every day, where you do nothing else. Yeah. Go there and come back to your object for some time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Could it be beneficial to stay with the object during the day? Let's say I'm walking or waiting for the bus. Or
yeah, yeah.
Doing, so then like concentrate on the breath?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. We can meditate everywhere, of course. Yeah. To just always become mindful again and come to your object. You can do it everywhere. But in my experience, in my very humble experience, I found out that if I do that a lot, then I have to take care of the quality also. Because sometimes I think, oh, I just come back to my object, but I'm actually not really there, and I make it a habit to be kind of half there, and this comes back to my sitting meditation also. You know what I mean? That we have to be that when we wait for the bus and decide, oh, I just come back to my breathing or observe the objects of mind, then do so sincerely and not just a little bit because, oh yeah, I could like meditate, but we are actually not really doing it, making it a habit to actually drift off in our meditations. You know what I mean? Like, but definitely, yeah, definitely do this because that's the point in the end, yeah, to stay in this, to work out of this mindfulness all the time. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Connect to that.
Yeah.
When I tried sometimes to walk and breathe, so for a while I felt like because the mind is always focused in one place, that's what we learned here.
Yeah.
So if I was here too much, it was. Maybe I should only practice when I do nothing?
That's what I mean a little bit. When you do something during the day, it's good to make this, what you do right now, your object. Isn't it? If I walk to breakfast, then I think, I'm aware, I walk to the breakfast. I feel my feet moving. Yeah, I feel the air. I'm totally in the moment, mindful of this. Not in my thoughts somewhere. I'm not already eating my breakfast. I'm going there. So, and also if I eat my breakfast, if I eat my porridge with banana, then I eat my porridge with banana and I taste it. I have the heat in my mouth. I taste the consistency. I'm not focusing on my breath while I eat. Like, it's not working, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, so that's a little bit this kind of like, this just to bring this awareness, this concentration, this focus to be in the moment. Because that's really what it is. Also the breath. It's not about, we don't want to become masters of our breath or masters of our area here. It just helps us to train into moment to moment clarity, crystal clear, wide awareness. So, and these objects, these help us, yeah, to come there. So more being more aware of what we are doing during the day. And just, you know, if we're sitting in our car and our traffic light and it's red and think, without thinking, oh, it's red, we think, okay, I'm sitting here, I feel the cloth on my body here, yeah. And just stay there. And when it gets green, we have to go. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Yeah?
Sometimes I find myself very concentrated with the breath, and in the same time, some thinking.
Yeah.
Both. When I realize I'm thinking, I see I'm concentrating the breath.
Yeah.
So I'm also thinking.
It can happen that we can watch the breath, but simultaneously drift along with all kinds of thoughts. And think, oh no, I'm with the breath, but actually we're not really.
Yes,
that's just this subtle distraction. That, yeah, this is one stage that we find ourselves, that we think, yeah, I'm with the breath, but I can also think about other things. And that's when we have to take care of and really apply the instructions and see, oops, I also think about other things, let them go. Let go. Yeah, drop these thoughts. And refine your concentration even more to come to your breathing. You can use your in-breath. Think, oh, I'm just with the breath. These other thoughts, they're not interesting me. Because they are distracting me from developing concentration with one thing. Otherwise we fall in this trap of thinking, yeah, I meditate. I'm pretty good, actually. I'm totally there. Pretty good. Woo! But we are not.
Yes, you know? That's what I realized.
Yeah, yeah. It's good that you realize that. Very good. As soon as you realize that, you can fix it. You can think, oh, and it's not easy, but it's good to realize this. Very good. And come back. And with that, with every time you come back and let that go, then you fine-tune the mind even more. It's good. You know? But we have to do something about it. You know? It's not. That's not. That's what it is. Yeah.
We did this kind of progression during the meditations from becoming aware of our body to becoming aware of the breath, to hear, to becoming aware of thinking, to becoming aware of awareness during meditation.
Yeah.
And I found this for me very beneficial.
Yes.
Should I stay with this if it just feels right? Because I have the feeling I can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thoughts like this.
But yeah, it's good to do that. That's why we do it. I think, you know, it's not good to, you know, to sit down meditation and directly go here. Mm-hmm. It will not work.
Yeah.
So that's why we, again and again, we sit down and just sit for some time. And becoming aware of the body is really this, to bring our attention from our thinking mind into what we can, sensations we have in the body, which connects us and grounds us very much and makes the mind still. And from there we can also make a motivation. That's maybe most difficult for some people to do that when you're on your own motivation. Yeah, I do it for all sentient beings. Okay, let's go. It's like, but this motivation, I tell you, it's crucial. It's like if you get a present or if you give a present to someone else, this difference there, it's a huge difference, isn't it? If you think, I'm doing this meditation, I develop myself in order to give, in order to be more able to help others. If you can feel this from your heart, your meditation will be, it's like 180 degrees, it's different. The quality is totally different. Yeah? It has power. So then do this motivation, and then you are in this state of being relaxed, having a good mind state, beneficial mind state, and then you come to your object. And whatever your object is, if you say you do mindfulness of being mindful of your mental events, also good to start with the breath for some time. Just a little bit to kind of like warm up. Okay, start with the breath, and then you venture out to observe the mind. If you do awareness of awareness, it's good to start with, first I watch some mental events, you know, a little bit, sometime. And then, as soon as I have some feeling of that, I'm like, okay, then let go of even that and just rest in awareness. So it's good to prepare. It's crucial, actually, in the beginning.
I was wondering, changing the object, yes or
no? Yeah, I know. No, it's just about if you're on mindfulness of your mental events, and then you think, I come back to the breath. Of course, it's good to kind of like rest with the breath again if you get distracted and confused, but skillfully. It's with changing the object, it's not like, it's just, how to say, not to juggle around and do whatever because it feels, today I feel like this, today I feel like that, then we don't get consistency. So, but yeah, to a progression is very important. That's why we do it also here. So to keep this up and give yourself some time, because you said you have time. You know, sometimes you sit down and think, oh, I go there. And then it doesn't work and we squeeze and it doesn't work. And no, we have time. I hope we have time. At least some time we have.
Have to take time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. To make time.
Yeah, yeah.
For mental events, if there are no mental events, you focus on the space that is there, that there's nothing there, or do you go back to your breath?
When you observe mental events and you feel kind of blank, that there is no thing there, then just observe the thing that this thought is a thought. I'm blank. I have the feeling there's nothing there. This is a thought. Mm-hmm. This is a mental event. Mm-hmm. And as you rest with this, without squeezing, trying to find something, something comes up.
Okay.
You know?
So rest in that.
But if you feel like, okay, I lost it. I don't know where to focus on. You know, like mentally, if you kind of like get confused a bit and tight and it somehow doesn't work, then it's good to say, okay, you go back to the breathing for some time to kind of like center yourself again from where you can again come back to hover up and observe mental events in a way. That I sometimes think about it like, you know, your awareness being like a helicopter and you observe mental events and then it's totally foggy and it totally spaces out, you come back to your home base, kind of like, you know. And then, as you start the engine again, come back. Yeah, being like this pilot. I don't know. Yeah. Good. So, thank you very much. It was a very nice course to spend this time with you. And all the best for your path.
Thank you.